Daf Yud Zayin, we're up to the top, the second line. Rav Gittel said, name of Rav, three people in five besos usher. Seven sometimes could be mutter. So we'll see the Gemara's going to explain. So said, Rav said it, said, yeah, I promise you, the Torah, Nevi'im, Iksuvim said it. The Rav said so. Rav Asher said, what's the kasha? Maybe this was pshat. If they needed six and they surrounded for seven, so you only have one empty saw, that's okay, even on seven, it's going to be mutter. But if they only needed five and they surround for seven, so you have an empty space of sign, even five will be usa. And this it says that as long as it shouldn't be based on sign pana, what's what it maybe means from people? No, it means pana from Kale. We talk alert. Three people gathered together, one of them died. Or two people gathered, and on Shabbos someone added. One says Shabbos is Gurim, and their mutter, or Asr, pending as Shabbos came. And one says it's the Urim or Gurim. I bring a raya that Rav Huna says Shabbos is Gurim. Because Rav said, Rav Huna asked a question and asked Rav Yudah, if you made an Erev through a doorway, and the doorway got closed, or through a window, and the window got closed, what's halacha? So he said to me, Rav Huna, that Shabbos, however, hutra, so you see, it goes by as Shabbos comes in. Let's say Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak arguing the same machlekes as Beis Rav Yudah, because we learned the chatzah that's open from two sides. So to a house, it's open from two sides. So to a mavu that they took away is kaira lechi is mutter for that Shabbos. It's also for the future. That's Rav Yudah sheet. Rav Yitzchak says it's mutter for that Shabbos, mutter even for the future. If it's also for the future, it's also even for that Shabbos. So meaning it's also for every Shabbos and the Shabbos. So let's say Rav Huna will hold like Rav Yudah, and Rav Yitzchak will say like Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Huna said, I hold even according to Beis. Only Rav Yitzchak doesn't say over there because there's no mechitzas. Here there's mechitzas. Rav Yitzchak says I hold even according to Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah doesn't say over there only where there's dwellers. Here there's no dwellers. Chum aser with one of two things. Same as the Tanakam. The Nafkamina is if it's a Yachad Vishav. The Tanakam will say they made the Gzeira for a private person, and the reason we said Shayora is Dibra Kosa Bohaiba, the Mishnah speaks Bohaiba. The Tanabas will hold even for a Yachad. Mishnah says four things that are potter for people going to war. You're allowed to bring wood from any place, it's no problem. Gzeila, they're potter from washing their hands, which is Mayim Rishonim, and from giving, from Maisering Demai, and from making Erev Chatzeres. Chum, let the Machane goes up, Machem says, Shuz Mutter, because they ate some dry wood. We do not tell him, even they can rest in any place, and where they get killed, that's where they get buried. The Mutter, because they ate some dry wood, it's a Tekanta Yeshua, because the Chum, the Tana said, 10 things that Yeshua made it tonight, that they can graze in the place where they plow, and they're allowed to take wood from their fields. So once it's there, speak about his maybe higgy, here speak about other woods. Or over there it's Bechuba, here speak about Tolish. Or over there it's speaking wet, here it's dry. Yudim Tim says they can rest in any place, and the place where they get killed, that's where they get buried. Pshitit, so my smith was kind in this place. So when it says, it wants to tell me that even in a case of where there is people to bury them. So I'm a mitzvah. So not the rice, what's a mitzvah? Whoever doesn't have any burials. But if you call someone and he answers, that's not a mitzvah. Mess mitzvah is quite his makam. We learned that someone finds a mace lying in a highway, puts him to the right of the highway, left of the highway, an empty boar, empty field, or a field that's plowed, he moves it to the empty field. If it's a field that's plowed and a field that's planted, he moves it to the field that's plowed. If they're both plowed, both planted, both empty, puts it whichever direction he wants. So Rabbi said, here it's speaking of a nace that's lying on a border, and since it's given a shus to move it from the border so the Kahanim should be able to walk, once he has a shus to move, he can move it to any direction he wants. The Pat Bash answer by said, Dafka Mayim Shem, Mayim Echon is a Chayva. Chiba said, why did they say Mayim Echon is a Chayva? Because there's salt water, there's melech sedimes, which causes the eye to turn blind. Abai said, and you find only the size of a quart in a quart, which is a very small size. Rav Achmer, the Rav said to Rashi, what happens if he measured salt? He didn't eat it. So he said, Avadi has to wash his hands. Demai, because it says you're allowed to give poor people demai, you're allowed to give the soldiers demai. Funa said, Bisham said, you don't give the Aniyim demai, and you don't give a soldiers demai. So you're allowed to give the Aniyim demai, and the Chesonim demai. You don't have to give a Eruv Chatzeres when you're in the army. The Beir Biana said, Dafka Eruv Chatzeres, so we have Tchum de Chayim. Because Rabbi said, you get Malkus and Eruv Tchum, it's a derisa, because it says, Yetz Ishman Koima. So Rabbi Yonasan asked, do you get a lav on Al? Because here, it's an av malacha, and it's lav shnit lazaras misses bezden. Rabbi Achmer Yankel said, Elamat that says, al tifnal oivus al idoinim. He can say, don't get malchus. Bezden, this is pshat. It's a lav shnit lazaras misses bezden. The chalav shnit lazaras misses bezden. You don't get malchus. So Vashem does say, al yoitzik, it says, yoitzik, so you're not allowed to go out. And there's no oitzos mas. So Mela, there's no way to be chayev misa. Mela, you can warn him. This is the end of Hadan Lachmov and Shugavoya. We'll start the second parak. You'll have to make passin boards for Biroyas for well. You make four diumd and four double boards, which looks like eight. That's Vidushit Rame says eight, which looks like 12, because the four middle ones are straight ones. Four L-shaped and four straight ones. the height is to be 10 tefachim, the width is 6, and the thickness is a tiny drop. And between them can have two groups of wagons, each one having three cattle. That's a Vayashita. We just said four tied, so Mela is tighter and not loose. One goes in, one goes out, so Mela, they complement each other's less space. And you're allowed to go close to the Be'er with the Pasin, as long as the cow has body, most of, head and most of the body inside, and drinks. So you're allowed to be further as much as he wants, as long as he just adds more boards. It shouldn't be empty space either. 10 amos according to the Meir, 10 tvachim, and 13 and a third according to the Yehuda. Rita says, up to base of Sarim, so set them with Dimsu base Sarim only for a garden and a garden open area. But if it was a deer, an animal place, or a sahar, which is a place where they keep the animals right outside of town, a muktzah or a chatzar, even if it's 5 kor, even 10 kor, it's mutter. He'll have to be machik a tiny drop as long as he makes more boards. As much as he wants, he can do it as long as he adds boards. This is the end of Daf Yud Zion.